We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's time for the Gresham Keith Primetime Parlay.
This is free money.
Watch the games on TV tonight and make free cash.
Give us your money.
Courtesy of Slim Whitman and Fat Eddie.
Thank you so much, Gresham Keith.
On WEEI.
Absolutely, Gresh. Thanks, man. Thanks, Keith. Have a good one.
All right, here we go on the old Primetime Parlay there.
Let's get it.
Get back up on the horse once again and try to help you win some money. I mentioned to Keith, somebody sent in a text that you'd watch some of these projected garbage fights, yet you give Obi-Wan a two.
Two and a half. I give it a 2.5 out of six. And also, that's not apples to apples.
No, it's apples to shoes.
I couldn't have been more excited about the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. And the fact that it wasn't good, that was what was upsetting
to me. You didn't
like
the Kenobi-Vader fight?
I liked that fight a little bit, and I liked Vader force choking people to death in episode 3.
Would Kenobi Vader be on the card?
I've ever seen.
Huh? Would it be on the card, Kenobi Vader?
Oh yeah, that would be a headline. It'd be a headline.
It'd be bigger than whatever Fury brother is fighting whatever Paul brother.
I think more people would be into it.
Disney should just book that. What are they doing? They got ESPN.
That's true.
Instead they put Paluca 1 against guy you might know on a Tuesday night.
Tough card. Yeah, but listen, we have unfortunately can't bet on
fake fights
yet. They're not part of the parlay yet.
Well, that's because there's really not a ton going on right now. We've hit the lean.
Baseball.
Yep.
And
special events like UFC coming up this weekend. Great pay-per-view from them. They know what they're doing. Two title fights, by the way. And there are rumblings that Jon Jones could be back soon. We'll get to that later.
Well, we'll see.
That's why we're going to talk about it later on.
I have a lot of faith in that.
All right, because right now it is time for the Primetime Parlay. It's where we give you our four best picks for you to try to package them up. And for just a mere $10, I don't even know if you can get a numbered meal at a drive-thru for $10 anymore.
Everything's getting crazy.
It would be less than what we are proposing to you today.
Uh-huh.
Who would like to go first on this Tuesday Primetime Parlay? John will go first.
How about me? John's got looking up at the TV right now. We've got Wimbledon going on. I see Rafael Nadal. I can't really tell what the score is, as we figured out last week. I think it's in the third round.
He's winning.
And, he needs one more.
It's in the second set. Nadal.
Oh, second set. Okay.
Nadal won the first set 6-4. He's up 3-2 second set with the advantage.
Okay.
Which means
that's going on there. That's
scoring
not,
tennis
I'm
is actually something I can do.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm going women's Wimbledon tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. I got Emma Raducanu -175 over Carolina Garcia. That's at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Final leg of the parlay.
I don't even want to explore.
There you go.
Do we
ask? Well, John's gotten like women's rugby and everything else right.
You're better off rugby. I didn't know it was women's rugby when I picked it. Found that out after the fact.
Just need winners, Gresh. I could care less how
you
find
what?
Them.
Keith, you're right, friend.
That's all you need.
And from that end, I will go next.
All right.
The Yankees are very good. They're really good. In fact, so good that I think they're going to beat the Oakland A's by 2 runs or more tonight. Give me the Yankees on the run line minus that 1.5. It's even money, +100. You're giving me the Yankees, and they score, and they're playing a bad team.
Okay.
And it's even money.
I like it.
Sign me up. Who's next? You or Billy?
I will go. I'm going to take a baseball game as well. Give me the local 9. Give me the Boston Red Sox money line against the Toronto Blue Jays. They are the underdog in this one.
Well, bounce back action.
So you get a little juice, like +125 in this
one. I like it.
They haven't lost back-to-back games since May. And I know they've struggled against the AL East, but Michael Wacha has been awesome. The guy looks like a Cy Young contender.
He's an all-star contender.
So he is. He should be on the all-star team. So give me the Red Sox to bounce back with just a win tonight against Russ Stripling and the Blue Jays.
Baseball Billy!
What's up, boys?
Hello.
All right, so I got a real bond burner going here. I've taken the Pirates money line at +105.
Just say it again one more time,
no.
Please.
Pirates money line, +105 against the Nationals.
There we go.
We got Jose Quintana, who's 1-4, against Patrick Corbin, who's 3-10. So we got a couple.
3-10?
Right, and an ERA above 6.
Guy's got 10 losses already?
That's a Lanny pick right there.
Holy smokes.
Right?
So
I'm picking the Pirates to beat the Nationals.
Hey,
the Buccos.
Now, I know you're not watching Pirates baseball.
Not every night. I try.
And I only know this because Aunt Liam has put it on her Facebook page. Have you seen this shortstop for the Pirates, O'Neill Cruz?
No.
6'7" Right? Oh my God!
Wait, 6'7"
Listen to
the
this.
Shortstop.
He threw the foul. Like
Magnum Dom.
He threw the fastest ball this year from short to the first baseman. Keith, you have to like this first baseman. He had to have broken his hand. This guy is a horse. He's rounding the bases. 6'7" He is. They're calling him the Giannis of Major League Baseball.
Oh my God, O'Neill Cruz. Yeah, look at, so he's hitting 250.
He's got a one horse.
Right, he's fighting that ball over to first, like on a rope.
But the
like,
guy
like,
throws missiles over there.
Oh, God, you need to. You need. And he did one of those. It wasn't like off balance throwing it. It was one of those where he was able to gather up and set
and
himself.
Throw a dart.
It's insane.
You know who used to throw insanely hard was Rafael Furcal. He was a little guy though, but he would throw it like 95 over to first base.
I want to
so
say.
I got to dip into this O'Neill Cruz character.
Oh, he's your kind of guy.
All right.
He's a mega athlete.
I love it.
Like, I don't know sort of the background of the dude.
He's
other
played
than
eight games.
They called him up because, well, they're the Buccos.
Why
and they're not very good.
All right.
But this guy came up and apparently
he hit a dinger last night.
I'm telling you, man. He's like
the future, huh?
He's one of those fun guys to watch. 6'7" playing shortstop.
I love it. Well, it's just 6'7" playing baseball. Remember how, like, Richie Sexton would, like, stand out? You're like, look at this freak show.
Oh, my God.
It's because you don't see a lot of 6'7 guys.
What a great
Well, Aaron
pull.
Judge is super tall. Aaron yes. Judge is a big fella, but he doesn't play shortstop. Wow.
This guy's worth it. Everybody check it out. O'Neill Cruz. You'll be happy you did. We cruise into the lunchtime hour. Aggression. Keith will do some football with our buddy Tom E. Curran. Oh, I didn't give the number. I'm
$10
sorry.
$10 wins you $141.74.
That's a good number. Yeah. Sorry about that. I just assumed we're going to lose. O'Neill Cruz got a better chance of being successful than we do. So there we go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.